Hey guys, this is another podcast here for Your Daily Win. Hope you guys are doing very, very well out there. Hope you guys are inspired. I still owe you two. It's Friday. I owe you two. I'm going to push another one out. I really, really want to stay on top of this. Man, those of you who are listening, I appreciate you. Who do listen in and listen in to this podcast, I am really excited and really getting pumped because these podcasts actually bless me. In the context of life, I'm understanding that your life is a daily win. It is. It is a daily win. Every day that you get up is a daily win. Every day you're able to say, thank you, God, you know, it's a daily win. And so I got that revelation just a couple of days ago. I was like, man, you know what? Just getting out of bed, Sam, is a daily win. So everything is culminating with you know, of a lot of things I'm doing, a lot of things I'm declaring. So I just make the declaration. This morning, even as I got in the mirror, I just said, hey, I win today. Today I win. Today's a win for me. And I like that declaration. I call him Sam Fessions instead of Confessions or Sam Fessions. So my Sam Fession is, my name's Sam, obviously. I win today. So, you know, I got things ahead of me. I got things that are pending, things I got to pay, things I got to do, things I got to get done, things I got to check off. I can think people I got to talk to, places I got to be, but I win in that today. So our daily confession, I think I'll start adding this, is I win today. So welcome again to your daily win. Thanks for hanging in there with me. I couldn't wait to get that one out. And, you know, today I'm going to talk about winning communications, but I just had to get that out, because I just feel like our declaration is who we are and where we're going. So I win today. So I'm excited about getting to the end of this day and seeing what it is that I've won, with the expectation. So, winning communications. How you communicate to people, the way you communicate to people. I talked earlier in the week about winning posture, and this is sort of falling in line with that, winning posture, how you communicate. Posture is a form of communication, but even your verbal communication, even what you say, those of you, many of you out there who understand the power of words, life and death is in the power of the tongue. No question about it. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So a lot of stuff that you're saying, you're conveying is what it is. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. So if it's in your heart, you'll say it. That's why when people say they say something, whether it's sharp or offensive or whatever, and they say, oh, I'm just joking. No, they're not joking. They're not joking. That came from their heart. That came from a place. It's words or things that come from a place. I'm going to say that again. Words are things and they come from a place. They come from a place in you. So it doesn't just fall out. Those of us who understand that know how to pretty much keep ourselves in proximity to people based on what we hear oftentimes. So, but your winning communications, how you communicate is so important because it is part of whether or not you progress at a fast pace or a slow pace. In other words, I think sometimes we create our own speed bumps in life by what we say out of our mouth. Okay. So, all right. If you cuss a lot, obviously those aren't speed box block or speed bumps. Those are roadblocks. But I'm talking about the things we say. Maybe I might. I hope so. It's going to be a good day. Yeah. I'm hoping it will. You know, those are speed bump. It's slowing you down. It's wind drag. Versus today's a great day. Today's going to be a good day. Today's going to be an excellent day. Today I'm winning. I've won. When you start thrusting that thing forward, when you start thrusting your words forth as projectiles, you're in a whole different category. You're in a whole different category. When someone pulls a gun out and says they're going to shoot the gun, the expectation is that the projectile is going where it's being pointed at. And the same way it is when we speak. So communication is crucial. What you say, where you say it. Look, when you pull a gun out, you don't just point the gun. I don't know why I keep using this analogy, but you don't just point that gun anywhere and just, hey guys, how you doing? And point the gun at the people. No, you're careful about keeping the barrel down because you understand the power of the barrel. You understand the power of that gun. Same thing with our mouths. I had a little quote here I wrote some time back. I dropped little things on paper. You can't telegraph defeat in your life. Just as blood is to a shark in the water, defeat is to whoever your enemy, your opposition is, or whoever that is, that may be not in your particular favor. You know what I mean? For the Christian believer, obviously, you know, your communications will communicate to the enemy, and certainly defeat will be put out, and it's almost like attracting, you know, blood to a shark. So very important how we communicate, what we say, the way we're saying it. And in terms of the win, okay? The win being, again, for those of you who may not have heard me say this, the win is not an event. It's a character progression. It's a progression of your character as you develop on a day to day. So even when you feel like you're losing, you're winning, you're in the process of a win. You're in the process of reaching an event. That's the culmination of all of that process. But the win, quote unquote, is a time process. And part of following that, and part of living in that, and part of being in that is how you communicate. So hope that helps you out. Remember, I always say this, that there's a win in me, there's a win in you, and there's a win in somebody you're going to meet. So man, make sure you bless them. Make sure you say something nice to them. Make sure you forward, pay it forward, whatever you do to bless somebody. Remember, there's a win in them. You want to tap into that. Hope that helped.